This is Rodney from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we explore manhood within Jesus Christ. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
So welcome to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planners. Today, Tom Griffith and Hans Scheil are, you know, longtime favorite. Both guys, so excited to have this show. This show is near and dear to my heart. I can tell you, as that you may know, if you know me well, that I have for 25 years taught special needs at Calvary Baptist in Winston-Salem. And so I teach special needs adults. And so today's show is called the Special Needs Trust. And at the beginning of that, you might think, well, I don't know anybody in special needs. This show wouldn't be for me, which is exactly what I thought, okay? You know, my wife, I got an opportunity about 25 years ago to teach the largest Sunday school class at Calvary Baptist, which at the time had, you know, nearly, you know, 65 members in it, which was, you know, as big as some churches. And so it was just, wow, what an opportunity. And so I came home and announced to my wife, Tammy, great news. We are now the Sunday school teachers for the Ham Sunday school class at Calvary. And she was like, no, we're not. And I said, what do you mean? No, we're not. She goes, no, we're going to teach special needs. And I was like, what? We don't have any special needs, you know, and I was picturing actually children, but she was talking about adults. I just couldn't get this. And she said, well, God told me this was going to, I went Wednesday night, heard these people speak about special needs, and I found out this was going to be our ministry. And so this is what we are going to do. So I was like, what? And so I had a men's group I still have the same men's group, a Christian Business Men's Committee that meets. And I went to that men's group that morning, and one of my best friends there, who happened to be an old missionary by the name of Archie Jones, he said to me, Robbie, you know that in Matthew, it repeats that the king will reply to you. Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you did for me. And he looked at me like, and I was like, you dog. Well, let me tell you that 25 years later, that was one of the best things. My wife heard from God, it was clear. And what my friend told me, it was clear. And oh, what a blessing it has been. And so as you listen to this show, which is going to be really, really helpful to providing for these people, you know, the special needs group in general, which as Hans will point out, they all have names, and I can tell you lots of them, Adam and Ryan and all these wonderful, wonderful friends of mine, okay? But I'll bet you know these people in your life, and this show is critical to understanding some long-term planning financially for these folks, as, you know, obviously their parents aren't going to live forever, and then how is it going to work? And so this show, whether you're high income, low income, middle income, this is for everybody. And so as you listen to this and try to understand it, I would emphasize from a personal level that you would be surprised at the people that you will come in contact with, and you go, oh, let me tell you about this show I heard on Finishing Well. And so with that, Hans, I'll turn it over to you guys and Tom, and take it away.
Well, Tom and I decided to, when we really working with the second case study or people coming into our circle, the second time this came up was somebody that was already putting their money with us for retirement and doing a number of things with us, is we just realized how short we were in really knowing about special needs trusts and the needs of families and the estate planning needs of families where they have one of these children who is now in their 20s or 30s or 40s, and the parents are in the 60s and 70s, where they haven't really needed much help of a financial professional like us until now, because they're approaching retirement, and they've been just taking care of this child well beyond 18 or 22 when the child that is not special needs is going to leave the nest, and they're kind of like there, and the parents are providing for what this child needs, and usually not complaining about it much. This is, in some ways, this is a real gift to have this child that or adult child now that just kind of hangs out with mom and dad for life, and there's blessings in this. But then the biggest worry these people have, and we get this out of them very early, is just their only concern is for what's going to happen to this child or this adult that was once a child when we're gone and we can't provide all these extra things. What's going to happen? And that's kind of like one of the most important things of estate planning, because your kids that are just gone on and they have a family of their own, they're going to get some kind of an inheritance or something, or not, or it's just not something that you have to do for them. But this child, who's now an adult, if they pass away suddenly or they have an extended illness, I mean, who's going to take care of them when the parents are gone? This is the big worry. And so we just decided we were going to learn everything we could learn. And we're still not holding ourselves out as experts in this. But if in the financial community, that of the world of CFPs, I think we have a special talent within this that we've developed, that we can certainly get people to everybody that they need to get to.
Right, because there's a whole team that it's not just a one-person show when it comes to providing for all this. And it's critical, right, that they protect the money that they're getting from the government in each case, or usually in most cases, that's exactly how they're being provided for in some cases, right?
Well, a lot of these folks, most of them that we've run into, they're already on SSI. I mean, so they're getting a check somewhere between $1,000 a month and $2,000 a month that comes in that is for their support and well-being from the government. And then most of them are on Medicaid. And then the Medicaid can be fairly limiting, like you have these children with autism, or they're now adults, and the parents just pay out of pocket many times for the specialized psychologists that they want to send them to, or for specialized doctors or those types of things. And then they're going to rely on Medicaid for the rest of their treatment. And then a lot of the folks that we're dealing with is they're more planning for the future. They're saying, okay, so when we can't take care of him or her, what's going to happen? Okay, where are they going to get all these things that we do for them? We take them on trips, we take them, drive them around to places, take them to amusements, take them to visit their brothers and sisters, take a whole family vacation where they go to there. We take them to doctor's appointments, take them to educational programs, and then just generally provide the house that they live in here and all their functioning. We're just worried when both of us are gone or incapacitated, what's going to happen? And that's where we come in about setting up a special needs trust. And we're certainly not attorneys, but, you know, I can think of a few of the case studies that we're talking about here. We actually brought them to the attorney. Okay, we vetted the attorney and then sent them a choice of attorneys. They met with them, and then, you know, and we've actually learned a lot from those attorneys as well.
Right. And so, Tom, how, you know, jump in on this.
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing that's really important to think about is, what is the purpose of a special needs trust? And so I think a lot of people listening might not even know what a trust is in general. So a trust is a legal document. It's its own entity legally that can control money once the grantor of the money, so whoever had the money originally, gives it to the trust or leaves it to the trust, and they can tell in legal language like what the trust is allowed to do. And so a trust is a way to control the money after you have passed away, is if I just had to simplify that. And so what a special needs trust is, it's a special type of trust that really is set up in a way to protect your child who has this disability from losing their state benefits, losing Medicaid, losing SSI. Some of these case studies, these people are very wealthy, and they have access to these programs not because of their money, but because their child is on Medicaid. And so even people who have a lot of money, this is still very important planning to do, because there are programs available that are only available if they keep these state programs, which generally are going to help provide for the care of their child. So the special needs trust is set up in a way to protect their benefits from them losing benefits after the parents have passed.
Yeah,
well, and so we talk about people with a lot of money. I mean, solving their problems that money can solve is easy with people that have a lot of money. You just put a certain amount of money in the special needs trust, and we can get into the right kind of trust and all the kind of thing and who the trustee is going to be. This gets a little trickier with people that don't have a lot of money, is they've got some money, but they don't have a lot of money, and they have an income, and then they very much need this SSI check that they get every month for their adult child that's living with them. And then they're just concerned, what happens when I die and my Social Security check stops, and what's going to happen to this child? And so here's where a small amount of money, or if you call $100,000 small, relative to some of these large trusts, it is small. But if a person has, a lot of these middle-class folks are going to dedicate a big portion of their estate to this purpose. And if they don't have $100,000 to put toward this, there's such thing as life insurance. And so we can set up even a $25,000 or a $50,000 policy that's going to fund one of these things immediately upon their death. And so we can set that up with a monthly payment where they can start using part of their Social Security check. So there's a multiplier effect with life insurance. Regardless, when we meet somebody who is looking after a 40-year-old child of theirs who needs constant care, and they're 65, and they don't have a lot of money to throw around, but their biggest worry is, what happens if I need care, I pass away, and then what's going to happen to the child? And just setting up one of these special needs trusts and then funding it gives them access to extra money to provide all those things mom and dad did.
Yeah, we got examples and more that goes into the process, who's all on that team. And again, we want to remind you, as always, that this show is brought to you by Cardinal Guide, cardinalguide.com. And so if you go to Cardinal Guide, you're going to see there's a 7 worries tab, and one of those worries is estate planning. And so this show is all about estate planning and the special needs trust, and you're going to find that Tom and Hans did a beautiful, amazing video with some of the most extensive show notes I have ever seen in my life. Like, what the heck? I mean, to say they've done their homework on this one would be, but I think their hearts are clear that this is near and dear to what a cool thing to be able to set up these situations for the least of these, as the case may be. Again, we got all that at cardinalguide.com, as well as how to get up with Hans and Tom. It's all there at cardinalguide.com. We'll be right back with much more on special needs trust. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, abbreviated BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Cardinal Advisors are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Cardinal Advisors is not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planners, Hans Scheil and Tom Griffith. And today we're talking about a special needs trust. And so cool. I'm so excited about the second part of this show. Tom, you know, kind of explain, you know, what happens within this, now this special needs trust, what all's going on with that?
Yeah, so we're fast forward. The special needs trust has been set up. It's been funded. It's now paying out. So what can it do? So one of the main sort of critical things to know about just special needs planning in general is the whole goal is we don't want income coming to the child with a disability or the adult child with a disability, because it's the income that causes the problem. That's what causes them to lose benefits, state benefits. And so we want these payments to go directly to the providers and not through the child. And so here are some things that the trust could pay for. I'll just sort of list them off pretty quickly. Could pay for cable TV, internet, a housekeeper, an attorney, accountant, investment advisor, care manager, a caregiver, hairstylist, medical equipment, hobbies, vacation, tickets, pets, clubs, cars, transportation. So it can pay for a lot of things. Two things that are very critical that it cannot pay for, and this is where you'd want to work with someone who knows this type of planning, it cannot pay for shelter, and it cannot pay for food. So if you have questions about that, call us. We can talk about that. But those are some of the things that the trust can help provide for, and that's the reason why we've set this trust up.
Wow. And so that once we have this trust set up, and what you talked about was the people within it, and one of the critical aspects of all that is the team itself, right, Hans?
Well, it is. And so there's quite a list of people, some of them serving in multiple roles, but you're going to need an attorney to set the whole thing up that is an expert at this. And we can help you find that person. We've done that for several people. And they're going to need to be in that state where they live. Then you need an accountant who is familiar with tax regulations with all of this. You're just going to need somebody just like the attorney that done a few of these tax returns before for special needs trust. You're going to need an investment and tax advisor, and many times that's us. You're going to need a life insurance agent. It's a great funding vehicle for these things. And then later you're going to need a trustee when that's all to set it up. But later you're going to need somebody that's going to serve as the gatekeeper for deciding how the money's invested and how it's paid out and how it's going to last for the life of the child. You're going to need a legal guardian of the child, and because the parents serve in that role while they're alive, and after their death, you're going to need somebody who is the legal guardian of the child, and then ultimately caregivers and all those things that Tom mentioned in that list of people. So there's quite a team going to be looking after the interests of this child.
I think one important thing just to end that team aspect is a lot of people we come across, they might have set up or they went to an attorney, they had a special needs trust set up, which was a good step. But they really haven't thought through how this is going to play out once they're gone. They haven't set that team up already. I mean, you really want to have those people in place ready to perform those actions before you're gone. Because after you're gone, you have no say of what happens at that point. So this is work that needs to be done while the parents are still alive, while they still have their wits about them, that they can get the team in place ready to go when eventually they pass and their child is needing to be cared for after they're gone.
Yeah, and I mean, the natural people to take care and look after the well-being are the siblings, okay? And a lot of these adult needs, special needs adults, they don't live as long as their brothers and sisters. I mean, just typically, there's a lot of reasons for that. Many times they don't exercise a lot, and they will tend to have diets that aren't as good for, you know, lasting a long time. But regardless, the siblings, you know, are the good candidates. But then you get into family dynamics, and you might have some families where the siblings aren't the best people to look after the needs. And to a certain extent, they're competitors for the estate. I mean, they're just, if everything's thrown at this child, which I don't recommend, is throwing all the money at the special needs trust to the exclusion of the other children of their inheritance, that's not good either. Creates resentment. So the siblings are, for many of these roles, a good place to start. You can also think about cousins, and you can think about grandchildren of your children, because by the time this comes into play, your grandchildren may be adults themselves, and they may be better suited to look after their uncle or aunt. And they're just like as Tom and me. Tom's 31, I'm 65. So, you know, when we're putting ourselves forward as somebody to help you in the future, Tom's a more likely candidate than me. It's the same thing with your siblings. But you really need to plan this out now. I mean, just while you're in your 60s, when you're coming to us about retirement planning and we're looking at all these things, we need to prepare for the end of your life and the living on of your child who's dependent on you now. And what Tom was getting at is we need to talk about what money we're going to leave to the kid or to the adult child into the special needs trust. And we don't want to leave IRA money if there's any way possible to avoid that. If it's the only thing we got, it's better than not having money. But the taxes get real complicated on receiving that where it's put in a trust. I mean, I'm just going to kind of leave it at that. So more preferable would be Roth IRA money, is where you've already paid the tax, or just regular money, or life insurance proceeds are another great source of money. And if you can't qualify for life insurance, putting an annuity in there for funding. So there's a lot of things. We're not going to get into detail about that, but you need to think about what money is going to go into this trust when you pass away or when you're incapacitated, if you're the parent in this situation.
Yeah, and I, again, want to reiterate that, you know, you may not have somebody like this in your life, but you know people. And what a blessing to have a team, you know, where many counselors plan succeed. And to have a team like Hans, Tom, or wherever you go to go, okay, let's figure out, you know, what is this going to look like? Like Hans pointed out so clearly, you know, you got to have a guardian. You got to have, you know, these different people on the team. But what, you know, can I just imagine, you know, how good it would feel to know, okay, we see how this is going to be funded. We see how the people are in place and that God is going to, you know, provide for my child after I'm gone, or provide for my friend's child. Again, prayer is clearly a big part of, you know, how is God going to do that? Well, you know, get him involved. Maybe why you're listening to this show, by the way, is God is trying to get you involved in this and trying to get you to plan, because, you know, Hans is the ultimate goad. We've talked about that every many years. We need to not just put this off. This is something needs to be done, right, Hans?
Yeah, so let's think about a couple of things before we run out of time here. Number one is the parents themselves, or the single parent, needs to think about their own long-term care. It's going to be a really bad situation when they go down, or they have a stroke, or they have something, and now they're needing home health care, and at the same time, they've been the caregiver to their adult child. So we need maybe not only think about death, think about incapacity. Think about when I, the parent and the caregiver, if I need long-term care, first of all, that's going to have an expense. And then what's also going to have an expense is the caring for what I've been doing for my adult child. So that's something to think about. You also want to think about the third-party special needs trust as opposed to a first-party, where the money that's left in there when the special needs child passes away, that how it can be left. I don't want to get into details about that, but that's a consideration. And then, you know, we just overall want to think about the ABLE account. So, you know, you could just Google that to learn a little bit about ABLE, and the acronym stands for something in particular. I don't know that I can spit that out to you right now, but it's a way to avoid a special needs trust where you could just fund into put in a fund that's all put together with other monies within a state, that creates something like a special needs trust. So I just want to acknowledge that there's many pitfalls with those as well, and they're not suitable to leave something like $100,000 to all in one block. But there's certainly an alternative that you ought to learn a little bit about if this is of interest to you. Anything else I'm missing, Tom?
Yeah, one other thing that is important to have that is separate from the special needs trust is a life care plan. So this is where you sort of laid out the intention of what you want to have happen with your child. So the trust is the legal entity that controls the money, that controls them, protects them from losing benefits. The life care plan really gives you more sort of not the financial aspect, but like sort of the soft benefits.
Wow. Again, unfortunately, we ran out of time before we ran out of shows. So we want to remind you, if you go to cardinalguide.com and go to the estates tab and the worries, seven worries, the estate tab is where you're going to find this special needs video that Tom and Hans did. And how awesome is that? All those resources there at cardinalguide.com, as well as obviously how you can contact either Hans or Tom. And again, you can tell that these would be wonderful folks to have on your team to help plan this for your special needs friend, for your special needs child. It's all there at cardinalguide.com. Thanks so much, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
The opinions expressed by Hans Scheil and guests on this show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Any strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, please consult with a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine if it's suitable for your specific situation. Finishing Well is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject covered. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management LLC, abbreviated BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Cardinal Advisors are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Cardinal Advisors is not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.
This is the Truth Network.